We were out to find websites on the brink of technology failure and turn them into something awesome.
The best content for your website is Portfolio Projects. Hello, I'm David Grubb from Shepherd's Loft Web Design Agency. We are a service-based business here in Ellijay, Georgia. So we're very local, and also we use Portfolio Projects to showcase work that we've done for our customers, not just for ourselves, but to show how good and how great our customers are. Portfolio projects are great because they communicate empathy and also they increase the visibility of your website. So first off, empathy. So what we're talking about here with empathy is we're creating something that people can see that they can relate to. It's that simple. So when you create a project and you put it on your website and then share it out on social media, you now have something that people can associate with. And when you do more examples of your work, you have more people that it can associate with different projects of your work. And so expanding your portfolio really helps you to communicate to customers the kinds of things that you can do in your service-based business. Likewise, for the robots, right? Visibility of your website. So let's talk about what that means. So visibility is a term that we're using for really the entire website. So each page, let's say you have three different pages and you have a keyword phrase that's slightly different for each one of those three pages. Well, each page can rank for that keyword phrase, right? And then the combination of all three of those pages, it adds up. So you rank a little bit for this page and a little bit for that page and a little bit for the third page. You combine all that together and it creates your visibility online. And that's what we're referring to is the ranking of multiple pages of your website. So when you add portfolio projects, you add additional keywords that people are using to search for your type of business. And then you add more projects, you have more keywords and more pages that rank, the overall visibility of your website increases. So it's very, very important to add portfolio projects to your website and then also share them on social media so that you can continue to grow your visibility. Now, a lot of people say, oh, well, you know, I have an Instagram account. I don't need a website. Or they say, hey, I got a website. I don't need a Facebook page. Really, you need both. Sincerely, if you have a Facebook page and you don't have a website, then how are those people that are on your Facebook, your followers, how are they going to request your services? Well, most likely they might just, you know, send you a Facebook message, right? But really, I mean, if you have a website and you have a form, then they can actually make a formal request for your services. So that's kind of where social media falls short. But it's not beneficial to have one with the other. You really do want both. So if you have a website and you don't have a Facebook page, you don't have any followers on that Facebook page and you create a portfolio page, where are you going to share it to? Yes, it increases the visibility of your website, but nobody is guaranteed to see it. When you have a Facebook page and you have followers and you post a message on that Facebook page and it has a link back to your portfolio, those followers can now see that you've completed a project and they can go look at it. Then they can make a formal request for your services. So it's all very, very synergistic. One over the other is not an ideal solution. So then the next thing is like, okay, well, how many do I need, right? Do I need a whole bunch of portfolio examples? Well, really, it's the number that you need is really based on how long you've been in business, how competitive your market is, how old your business is. So it really depends, on how many other examples you already have on your website. So in the beginning, it might be important to put more on there when you're first getting started in the first year or two. And then as you go down the road, you can taper off because that organic visibility is going to start kicking in and it's going to start providing. So then you can kind of slow this pace. If you're in a highly competitive marketing like realty, then you really have to step up and you have to be very, you have to increase the frequency to be visible. So those are some ideas on there, but you really do want to have a good plan to and a good frequency to posting those. So let's talk about what a portfolio actually is. So many times people in the past will create a page just for testimonials. Okay, so that's one example. It's a portfolio of testimonials or recommendations, right? You can also have photo galleries, which is just a collection of photos. And if you add, if you go one little step further and you add titles and alt tags, some technical terms there, but if you kind of put descriptions with those photos, then you're adding words to the photos, not only for the humans, but for the robots. So you have testimonials, you have photo galleries, and then you can also have just project descriptions. So very, just words. So if you've got 400 words describing a project and what the requirements were and, you know, and how the project progressed and what the results were, it's a very written format of the project. But the best thing is when you can put all three of those together in a combination. So that makes a really great portfolio project. One is you have enough words on the page for both the humans and the robots. You have enough photos on the page for the humans. And then you also have a testimonial, which is a social endorsement of the project and its success. So when you have all three of those together, you really have a great example of your work. Certainly a photo gallery on its own will work if you have multiple portfolio projects. And there's elements of each project that are similar. And then you can put those together in a photo gallery. Now you have an additional page without having to really take any more photos. You're just able to reorganize that content into building a separate one. And I'll show some examples of that later. So three different types, the testimonials, the descriptions, and also the photos. So testimonials, photos, and descriptions. So those are three great ways to make portfolio projects, you know, as an examples of your work. And you know, this is not something everybody's talking about AI and how everything's automated. So tell me how AI is going to go out to your job, you know, for that piece of furniture that you made or that landscape that you created or that house you built. How is AI going to take a photo of that and build a page for you? There has to be some human element since what's going on. And that human element is really, that is the passion and that's what sells your services. As a service-based business, that's what sells. Reading real recommendations from real people about real projects that maybe you took the photo, that, you know, that's what really relates to other people. And that's the empathy part of it. And that's super important. And so I don't believe that we'll ever be able to get completely away from that. So think about that as a consumer for yourself. Would you just buy something because you saw an AI photo generated of a service that you wanted? Maybe way down the future, but I'm very doubtful that that's the way us humans are going to work. Thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Loft podcast. You can see examples of today's discussion at letsbuildabetterwebsite.com.